Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Women Unified in Christ. We have an exciting topic today that we'll be sharing with everyone that come on or either listen in through the archive. Let us have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this afternoon in the most humblest way we know how. We come lifting up the name of Jesus. We bring this program to you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to move me out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable into thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and my Redeemer. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our broadcast is on, why do we usually get angry? What are the effects of anger? And when we are angry, what should we avoid? If I have more time, I have more on this. It may be a two-part series. But we're going to start off when our tag words are going to be consumed, smothering, blaming, emotions, and revenge. We're talking today, why do we usually get angry? And what are the effects of anger? So today, a fire burns and consumes. It is called anger. Smothering flame is at times while hot. Anger is passion of all emotion. It may well be most passionate, but it has the power to fuel hatred and smother love. Anger itself is not bad. It is not wrong. God himself get angry. What we need to look at are the objects of our anger, our motive for anger, and the outcome of our anger. Anger that is self-righteous, protect our pride, is self-centered, or demands its own way. It's dangerous. It allows to continue unchecked. It consumes us. This kind of anger seeks harm and revenge. It seeks to destroy. Thus, it can lead to bitterness and hatred, emotions that can cause violent behavior and arbitrarily compassion and forgiveness. Today we're talking about why do we usually get angry and what are the effects of anger. You know, God's anger, however, is direct anger against sin and unrighteousness. He blazes hot against evil. He angers like ours become a consuming fire, but its focus is to interact the sin, not destroy the sinner. Our anger often consumes others and even ourselves. God's anger burns against evil and becomes a cleansing fire. The fire of our anger may aggravate our sinfulness and self-righteousness. His anger burns away sinfulness and allows the gold to emerge and make us fit for the master use. So today we'll start off with, why do we usually get angry? And I have scriptures to back up what I'm saying. Let's go to Numbers, the 22nd chapter and the 29th verse. And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee. Now here Balaam wanted to kill the donkey, the ass that was helping him, taking care of him, taking him from place to place. Because he said, because you have made me look like a fool. Balaam shouted, we get angry when our pride is hurt. You know you've run across people like that. You mess with their pride, they are hurt. They don't want you telling them nothing. But they, when you mess with their pride, they are hurt. Let's go over to Genesis, the 4th chapter. And let's see what Genesis, the 4th, are saying about this topic we are talking about today. We're going to go to Genesis, the 4th chapter, the 3rd through the 7th verse. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But Cain and to offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. That means he was angry. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? And verse 7 said, if thou dost well, shall thou not be accepted? If thou dost it not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall his desire, and thou shall rule over him. You know, here in this verse, the Lord accepted Abel's offering. But he did not accept Cain's offering. And this made Cain very angry and dejected. How many of you all have been angry? You've been dejected? You know, we get angry when someone else is acknowledgement over us. You know, you've met people like that. And I'm going to turn over to 2 Chronicles. I have a verse in that coming from the 26th chapter. Let's see what that is saying, and we'll explain that a little bit more. Hallelujah. Okay, the 26th chapter, starting with verse 16 to 21. And some of these verses, I won't read them all. I'll just give you the scriptures, and you can go back and read them at your leisure. The 16th verse said, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. But he transgressed against the law, his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And as I, the priest, went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appeareth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priest, the son of Aaron, that are considered to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor, for the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth. I mean, he was angry and had a sense in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, he was angry with the priest, the leprous even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And I'll let y'all finish reading those verses. But here, he was telling them, get out of the sanctuary, for you have sinned. Uzziah was furious and refused to get down and set down the incense burning he was holding. You know, how many times have we got upset? How we wanted to bite somebody's head off, how we wanted to do a whole lot of devilment, you know how we would say it, some evil things to them. But we got to turn that thing over to God and let it stay there. Over in Esther, I'll give you some of the verses, and you can just read them in your Bible. We went over to Esther in the 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse. And here Esther and Mordecai. And, you know, well, let me go on over there right quick, just in case you don't have your Bible sitting right there in front of you. Let me see, read what it says. Here we're talking about Mordecai and Haman. And verse 2 said, and all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bow and reverence Haman. But the king had so commanded concerning him, but Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Here, he didn't bow to him. He didn't give him no reverence. He didn't give him no kind of accolade. Then the king's servant, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, why transgress thou the king's command? And verse 4 said, and it came to pass when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai matters would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that, Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then was Haman full of wrath. And verse 60, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. But they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that was throughout the whole kingdom, even the people of Mordecai. You know, Mordecai refused to bow down or show Haman respect. Haman was filled with rage. We get angry when we don't get our way. Oh, my. We get angry when we don't get our way. You know, we wonder why the children are doing things. The children getting angry with the parents because the parents told them no. The people on the job getting mad with you because you say, I can't do that right now. Hear this anger. We have so much anger in America right now. All these things are happening because people have so much rage, so much anger in them. Oh, my. We get angry when we don't get our way. Over in 1 Samuel. Let's turn over to 1 Samuel. I said I was just going to give you these chapters and let you read them, but this just one verse, 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter. And let's see what it's saying about anger. Ooh, my. When I started reading this here and thinking about how quick we can get anger and fly off the handle, here in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 8, it says, and Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed 1,000. But what can he have more but the kingdom? Here they were saying Saul was angry. Yes, he was. What's this, he said? They credit David with 10,000 and me with only 1,000. You know, we get angry when we become jealous of what others have or have done. How many people are jealous or envy or blessed you with? How many people? Hold on, somebody trying to get through. My. How we get angry. And you've seen people, they get angry with you because you got a new car. I'm going to use that what a lot of folks like to hop on. Or you got a new house. Or God blessed you with a piece of furniture. And they stop by your house and they don't have it. My. You see where that jealousy come in. God gave you something, a word of utterance to tell somebody. They mad because they don't have it. That ain't what God give them at that time. Why get angry? Favor ain't fair. We are talking about why do people get angry and what are the effects of anger. If anyone would like to say anything, hit 1 on your keypad and I gladly bring you in. If nobody wants to say anything, I'll go on. Hallelujah. You know, I went over to 1 Kings. Let me turn to that. The 22nd chapter. going to get over to that. Have my Bible right here. And we're going to go to the 15th to the 27th verse. But you can read all this at your leisure. I won't try to read all this today. But you can read it. I just want to give you the chapters where you can go back and read it for yourself. You know, in 1 Kings 22:15-27, it's talking about, didn't I tell you, the king of Israel said, he never prophesied anything but bad news for me. But this man in prison, he put that man in prison and fed him nothing but bread and water. When you think about that, putting him in prison, you know, we get angry when we are confronted about our sinful acts and action and are exposed. You know, people don't like to get exposed. See, when you get exposed, everything gonna come out. My. For those just coming on, we're talking about why do we usually get anger and angry? What are the effects of anger? And I think I'm going to have to do a two-part series on this because I have a lot of scriptures. And if everybody can hear me, because I had a call came through, I want to make sure I'm still on the air. Hit one on your keypad to let me know you can hear me. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to make sure I didn't cut us off. And if the hand that went up, if you want to say something, just go ahead. I'll give you a few minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But well, we'll go on to our next section, or the effect of anger. I'm glad you asked. Over in Genesis 27 chapter, 41 to the 43rd verse, you can read that. Here they're talking about two brothers. Talking about Esau hated Jacob because he had stolen his blessing. And he said to himself, I will kill Jacob. But someone got wind of what Esau was planning and reported it to Rebekah. She sent for Jacob and told him, flee to your uncle Laban in Haran. Angels isolated us from others. Anger. Anger. Oh, my. You know, we can get so angry with people. And you want to blow their head off. I do believe a lot of this stuff going on in America right now, overseas too, that people have so much anger inside of them, they don't know what to do with it, and the devil start feasting on that anger. How can I get back at her? How can I do this to him? Or what can I say to her? You know, they're going around and around in their mind on what they can do on anger. You know, over in Psalms 37 and 8, now y'all can write these scriptures down and you can read them at your leisure. You got to stop your anger. Do not envy others, you all. It only leads to harm. Be happy for whatever somebody get, be happy for them. Don't worry about what they got, what they don't have. If when God get ready to bless you, the devil in hell can't keep your blessing. I don't care how much somebody try to talk about you, scandalize your name, try to make you feel rejected, inferior. They want to have revenge. They want to consume all your time. No. Go to God in prayer and say, I refuse to let this enemy get me. You all on this line right now, all of y'all have been through that. Y'all have been so angry with people that you could not literally blow their head off, but you could take their head off. You could do. You kept thinking the enemy started working through all of us. Well, none of us exempt. We all have been angry and angry at some time in our life. That, you know, if they was here, oh, I would do this. I would say this. I would, You know, we'd be doing stuff like that, trying to contain ourselves. Because words do hurt. But it says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never do. That's a lie. People can say some words to you, will cut you down you like you had a knife and they had sliced half of you up with their words from their mouth. So, sure, you're going to get angry. Sure, you're going to feel resentment. You're going to jealousy going to come in. Revenge, emotions going to flare up. You're going to get so consumed till you're not thinking logical. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of these people now. Issues that they having. And when it boils over, they don't know what else to do with it but go out and kill somebody. They take their frustration and their anger on people that they don't even know, people that they never met before. You can see all this stuff going, and everybody's saying, but we didn't see no signs. We didn't know they did that. We didn't know they had that. But they had festered that anger in them, and anger and angry for so long, they didn't know which way to go with it. And people are so cruel. Yes, they are. Over in James 1, verses 19 through 20, y'all can read that. I broke it down to, your anger can never make things right in God's sight. Anger produces ungodliness and evil motive in us. So that means, y'all, we got to keep our motives right. Sure, they made us mad. Sure, they did us something. They talked about us. But what about Jesus? Look all they did. They scandalized Jesus' name. They talked about him. They ridiculed him. They killed him and put him on the cross, put and killed him. So, you know, if they did it to my Lord and your Lord, what you think they're going to do to us? We got to start letting some of that stuff roll down the duck's back. No, you're going to get angry. No, you're going to get upset. But you don't want God to come at that moment and find you in such a rage that he could take you on. Oops, I got somebody want to say something. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. I'm going to bring you in. Hold on. Okay, 4248, you are now on.
Good afternoon, Apostle. This is Marie Walker. You were talking about anger and how what they did to Jesus. That's what caused Jesus to be crucified. The Pharisees were jealous. They were jealous of him because he had the people following him. He was taken away from their glory and honor that they were getting from the people. So that's what got Jesus killed with them. They were jealous of Jesus doing what Jesus came here to do, to bring souls to Christ. They got jealous with him about that. So they said, let's plot and get rid of him. And that's what they did. Jealousy took Jesus out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all right. I wanted to say, because I thought when you said that, I said, oh, yes, jealousy had Jesus killed.
That's right. That's why you see so much killing going on now. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So many people got so much anger in them.
I'm going to get back off. And y'all can keep going, keep talking. I'll listen.
Okay, everybody welcome to put in whatever God can give you. Because this show is about
Amen.
Us trying to help one another, to see all the things
Amen.
That we have, the things that we're going through that may help somebody else. That's why I ask God what topics to bring to the women unified in Christ. Because we as women, we go through things on our jobs, things in ministry, things in our community, things in our family. You know, we go to the filling station, go to get food. We go through things that people are trying, they'll push you to the limit. And I know some of y'all ladies on this line can contest. Some people push you to the, you say, nah, if I had, if I could have did, you know, we all have been pushed to that point. And we can't let us snap. You know, over in 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter, the 30th and the 31st verse, let me read those two little verses, and y'all can jot those down and go back to them. 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter, and the, let me go back, I turned too fast. And the 31st verse, let me see what it said again. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said unto him, thy son, a perverse, rebellious woman, do not I know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse lived upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die. You know, here Saul was boiling with rage at Jonathan. As long as that son of Jesse is alive, you will never be king. Now go and get him so I can kill him. How many people are doing that right today? How many? Y'all probably know somebody. If they didn't kill him, they hurt him so bad. And it came from the lip, that alligator. They didn't have to have a sword. Didn't have to have a gun or a knife. But don't you know that mouth, that alligator, the words that come out that mouth can kill a person? Lose all their self-esteem, everything. And anybody want to say something, hit one on your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in. You know, anger blinds us to what is really good and right. Saul, jealousy, anger, blinded him to the fact that God had already chosen David to be the next king because of his godly. See, people don't look at that. They don't know what God is doing with you. You working behind the scenes. They don't know what God is doing, but they got that alligator running. They putting their mouth on you. They telling other people to try to go against you, and you wonder why people snobbing with you, why they turning their head up at you, their lips and everything else, and when you talk to them, they cutting you off short. And you know, you women, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know, y'all been there. Some of y'all still might be there knowing what these people are doing. And saying they're Christian, saying that I'm saved, that I'm sanctified, that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And the next few minutes, they may go to cussing you out or wagging that tongue. We're talking about why do we usually get angry and what is the effect of anger? And here, you know, as I was reading that, David was chosen to be the next king by God. See, people don't know what God have chosen you for. They want to assume. Don't go by assumption. Go through God, the Holy Ghost. Find out what God is saying. What God wants you to do. You know, over in Genesis, the 4th chapter, the 1 through 12 verse, y'all can read that at your leisure. We're talking about Cain again. You know, this made Cain very angry. Cain attacked and killed his brother. Anger is in its strongest form can lead to murder. Haven't we been seeing that going on? Haven't we been seeing people murdering people? People doing stuff they shouldn't be doing? They have so much rage in them, so much furious, you know. Everybody wants, just like this last murdering of these children in the school, innocent children, teachers, trying to protect their students in their classroom. Don't know the young man. Young man that shot his grandmother in the face. Now here you want to come, that anger. Because his mama now put him out from where he was at. Anger. But look how that anger had been building up in him for years. Until finally one day he exploded. But look how he exploded. He didn't try to talk with nobody. A lot of people don't even. In your personal life, no, you may not want everybody to know this or that or whatever. You go to God. But sometimes he'll give you a mentor. Sometimes he'll put somebody in your space that you can have confidence in. That's not going nowhere besides Jesus, you and them. That you can convey how you feel. It's good to talk some of these things out sometimes. Not take it upon yourself to go do somebody bodily harm. Because you got that to pay for. So why go and have that to pay for when you could have went right to whoever God led you to be able to talk this thing out? We all go through so many things that cause us to get angry. And when I think about Jesus on that cross, what all he went through for us, the people that he created. The world is good. The world is, God made it, it's perfect. It's the people in the world that have corrupt things. Because God, he didn't change. He never changed. It's the people that's changing. People that don't know God, don't want to learn about God, them the ones doing all this shenanigans stuff and staying upset and staying hot. And if anybody would like to say something, please hit one on your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in. You know, over in Proverbs, the 15th chapter, and verse 1, you can read that at your leisure. I can go to that one. Proverbs 15 and 1. Let me check over there and see what it's saying for those that may not have their Bibles right at their fingertips. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. That's right there in the Bible, y'all. A soft answer. Turn away. You know, we got to talk softly to somebody. I know you want to bite their head off. I know you did everything, put cartwheels on you. But you know, here in the Bible, it's a soft answer. Turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. See, people say stuff with that alligator. They have that alligator running. And they must have forgot that Jesus is listening. He's seen everything we do, hear everything we do. So we, as men and women of God, got to refrain from what our natural nature would tell us. And let's hop on over to the spiritual women. Wait a minute. You know, they had that saying out years ago, and they had the little bands, the T-shirt. What would Jesus do? Well, sometimes you got to ponder a few minutes. How would Jesus handle this situation? What would Jesus do? I know they done this to you. I know they done that to you. You done worked too hard on this kingdom journey to let the enemy come in and steal your joy, your hope, your love, your pride. You know, no, don't give that to that enemy. No. Mm-mm. You know, when you think about that, when he was telling you about turn away wrath. Here they're talking about anger lead to conflict and argument. You know, you could, when people are hot with you, you can get in the argument so quick, and you look at them, they hotter than fish grease. That's what I used to say. They hotter than fish grease. And you know, fish grease and chicken grease get hot. But that's just the way they do. It's just so discombobulated. And trying to do stuff they shouldn't be doing, saying things they shouldn't be saying. And when it boils down to it, at the end of the day, you still got to go to God and ask God, God, would you forgive me? I got out of character. I know that ain't where you wanted me to be. But they made me so angry. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know what to say. And that's where that anger come in. If anybody would like to say something, hit one on your keypad. I'd gladly bring you in. You know, next I'm going to talk about when we are angry, what shall or should we avoid? Over in 2 Corinthians 2, 5, and 7. I'll turn over there. 2 Corinthians. Okay. 2nd chapter, 5th and 7th verse. But if any have caused grief, he has not grieved me, but in part that I may not overcharge you all. Suffice to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many. So that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. You know, the man who caused all the trouble was punished enough when most of you were united in your judgment against him. Now it's time to forgive him and comfort him. My. Then I have Ephesians 6 and 4. Don't make your children angry by the way you scold them. Avoid discipline in the heat of anger. You know, when you anger with your children, you say some things that you regret saying, but you can't take the words back. You do some things that you know in your right mind you would not have done. So we have to go to God in action. How should we discipline this child? Because when you in a heat of anger, you may do some things later that you regret, but you was upset at that time. You was angry. And all you could see was fire, like the devil, the horns sticking up both ways, you know. But I know children nowadays I have you pulling out your hair, pulling out your teeth if they wasn't up in the room, and a whole bunch of stuff. But we got from the Bible, this is what the Bible says. A boy disciplined in the heat of argument. Calm down. Sit that child down. Tell that young man, young girl, or whatever. Take him to the Bible and explain to him. You know, I was talking about this alligator, this mouth, and that little red membrane in your mouth, that tongue. That tongue can kill people just like a gun. It could hurt somebody for life. You know, over in James 3 and 5, let me read that one right quick. James 3 and 5 say, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindle. You know, that tongue is a small thing, but what enormous a danger it can do. You have seen in your lifetime, using that little red membrane in your mouth, what it can do to your fellow sisters and brothers, whether they're in Christ or not in Christ. You know what that little red member, that little red thing in your mouth that's wagging every time you open your mouth. Avoid speaking your mind when you are angry. You are bound to say something you will regret. My. How many times all of us have said something in anger and wish we could take it back? We could go to God and ask him to forgive us, but it's out of your mouth, out into the atmosphere, and we can't call it back. I understand now when my parents used to tell us when we were coming up, before you say anything to 10, think about it good what you going to say. Because once you said it, if it's not right, you can't call that back. It didn't hit the atmosphere. It's out there. But anything, any spirit can pick it up. And when we think about that, my. And back over to 1 Samuel. The 19th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse, since there are only two verses, I'll read that on 1 Samuel. You know that red membrane in your mouth. Ooh, my. See, that's why every day people say, well, how can you be so calm, baby? I've asked God to bridle my tongue. Give me a praying spirit, a relaxed spirit. Let me not say everything that I come to my mind out of my mouth, because once it come out, I can't bring it back. It's in the atmosphere. Okay, I'm going to turn over to 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 9 and 10. And the word of God said, and the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand, and Saul sought to smite David even to the walls with the javelin. That's a sharp instrument, y'all. That's a weapon, the javelin. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall. I mean, he drove that thing into that wall. And David fled and escaped that night. You know, as David played his harp, But the king, Saul, heard of his spear at David in an attempt to kill him. You know, we have to avoid acting on impulse in the heat of anger. You are bound to do something you will regret. My. How many times we have said things, we have done things, and when God, we done cooled down and we sit down, and God went to rehearsing that thing back to you. And you have to go to God. I didn't mean to say that, what I said. I didn't mean to do what I did. God, would you forgive me? Please forgive me, Lord. That other person that you done lashed out at, oh, they're hotter than fish grease and chicken grease. They're southern from top to bottom. And you got to wait till that person is cooled down for you to go to them and ask them, you was in a heat of anger, would you forgive me on what I said or the way I said it? Here, they, you have been so consumed of what's been going on. You've been smothering the flames. The flames have been up. You trying to smother them. The emotions fly up. Then revenge hit. How can I revenge him or her? What can I do to hurt them? You might want to go through their children, through their husband if they married, through their family. No, that's not what God wants us to do. God do not want us to do that. Avoid acting on impulse in the heat of anger. And you know who can get you, and not just your spouse if you're married, but who can get you so hot in a second? And I know all of you all, that number I'm looking at right now, y'all can contest to this. It's church folk. Church folks will make you so hot and angry you could get them and strangle them right then. But you got to think about God. Let me give you this situation, because you can work this situation far better than me. I'm going to take revenge on them. But what in the meantime going to happen to me while I'm trying to revenge them for doing what they say and doing what they say? Me personally, I didn't have to go through that. I had to go home. I cried many days. But I had to go home and tell God about it. And I said, God, I hand this situation over to you. Don't let me have no hatred in my heart, no malice. Move all this stuff with me, Lord. Give me a clean heart and a renewed mind. You ain't going to take my offering. You ain't going to do with me having all this in my heart that can cause me to have a heart attack, give me a stroke, anything with all this anger built up in me. And you know, I know we all been there. Some of us might still be there. We all done went through angry. Being angry with a person. And if anybody would like to say something, I'm going to take a break. I'll let somebody else talk for a while. Let me get me a little drink of water, because somebody else I know on this line can tell me about how they feel about this anger and angry. How they done went through something. You don't have to be scared to speak up, because God already knows. Somebody might have got angry today. Somebody might have wanted to pull somebody's neck off their shoulder. Yeah, I got somebody. Thank you, Carl. I'm going to put you back on. Hold on. You're not on, Carla.
You're on. You know it's me again.
That's okay.
I want to talk about something else, about anger, too. Anger makes you sick.
Uh-huh.
Anger makes you ugly.
Uh-huh.
But anger, don't nobody want to be around them.
That's right.
We have to think about what we as believers are showing the world when we have anger in our hearts that way. That's why
uh-huh.
the stories are in the Bible, to teach us how to deal with this anger as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, because like I say, if you keep that anger built up in you, look at Saul. Look at how miserable his life was when he had a good man there for him.
Uh-huh.
And he was angry, angry enough to throw a javelin at him to try to kill him? We got too much of that in the houses right now. People letting the bills up in them, wanting to kill people that they living with. Because of anger. Instead of just talking it out, like God said, to talk it out. That's why communication is important. Because
that's
it can
right.
save your life. Because so
that's
many people
right.
have had heartaches, I mean heart attacks, stress, hair falling out. Because we're keeping
right.
this anger built up in us.
That's right.
It's good to show the anger that people in the Bible got angry.
That's right. It sure did. It's showing you.
Jesus.
That's why all those verses I was bringing
Jesus.
Out in the chapter of how many people was anger, how they tried to kill one another. You know, a lot of people who were with high blood pressure, they say nobody in my family got, how much anger have you built up? How much a blood vessel done buffed? What anger have on you? Strokes.
Yes.
Young people.
Yes.
You said, now
yes.
she young. Is she doing with a stroke? She ain't here to look at a snake. And what she got a stroke for? It's so much stuff
Amen.
People are carrying around nowadays where they don't want to sit down and talk it out.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And when you
and
go
if they
to the
do,
go ahead.
If they do talk it out, people dismiss them. That's
mm-hmm.
why we get these shootings. These children and that's been doing stuff and going around, they've been hurting for a long time, and nobody has saw the hurt and anger that is building up in them.
That's right.
And that's why these husbands, that husband a couple of weeks ago went in there, shot his mother-in-law and his four-year-old child. Anger.
That's right.
Because they can't have their way, for one thing, and then nobody will listen the other thing. You can't, I mean, how can you live with a person and can't see the pain in that person?
That's right.
See?
And that all boiled down, but we didn't see no signs. No,
yes,
we didn't know they had bought a gun, two guns, and they advertising them on Facebook. You know,
you need to be checking your children's Facebook. See, that's one slip through the parents. Because if you're not checking your children's social media, you don't know what they putting out there.
There you go. And older people that's not familiar with a computer, like that grandmother and that grandfather, they ain't know the boy that bought no guns. I don't know where he hit them at. And then the boy... his grandmother in the face because she asked him about why he ain't paid the telephone bill. You see, it just takes one spark of something for these people to go off. They have so much hatred in their heart and mind. My.
You know what the opposite of hatred is? The opposite of hatred is love. The opposite of hatred is love. There's so little love. The next thing you do is act out in anger. So little love in this world.
Yes, yes.
So
and
you
if we
act
had
out
more
in
love,
anger.
We had more love for our fellow sisters and brothers, no matter what background they are, no matter what color they are, if we would show love, actually show love. You know, when is it okay to be angry? I went over to John, the second chapter, and the 13th through the 17th.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
That. You know, Jesus drove out the sheep, the oxen. He scattered the money changers, the coin, and told them, get these things out of here. Don't turn my Father's house into a marketplace. What are people doing in the body of Christ? Them that's coming back and before they close, wasn't it the money? Everything was about money changing. They were doing this here, doing that. Selling this and selling that. That ain't what we're supposed to do in the house of the Lord. It's saying that right here. You know? Over Numbers 25:10-11. You can read at your leisure. Yet it was time that Panhand had turned away my anger away from the Israelite by displaying passionate zeal among them on my behalf.
I can't get out. I can't go back. I'm
they
sorry.
Can't hear you, Ken Marie.
What's that?
We hear you telling the person, let you get out. You know, here anger at sin is not only appropriated but necessary. We got to think about that, you all. If anybody would like to say something, because we're getting ready to come down to close our broadcast, anybody would like to say something today before I go further? We all get angry at times. So what should we do about it? Well, I'm glad you asked. Go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Open your Bibles if they're close to you. And you can read that, what it's saying in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And I'll let you read that at your leisure. But here, the 4th and the 26th verse. And my response, don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Don't let the sun, the Bible say, don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. Anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil. When I was coming up, I remember when I got ready to get married, my mother told me, I don't care how much you and your husband have a disagreement. I don't want you to go to bed with anger or mad because you may not wake up the next morning. And I said, ma'am, she said, that's right. She was trying to break it down to me as much as she could at the time. She said, don't go to bed mad and angry. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. And she took me to the Bible. And, you know, anger is like a skunk in the house. Don't feed it to encourage it to stay. And try to get rid of it as soon as possible. You know, you have heard that the law of Moses say, do not murder. But I say, if you are angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. Go and be reconciled to that person. I said that earlier. Confront those with whom you are angry with in order to restore your relationship. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record of when it has been wrong. Love, as she was saying earlier, I had that at the bottom. Love is the mightiest weapon in overcoming anger. Love is. If we have anyone left on the line that would like to say something at this time, feel free. I would love to hear from you all. I brought about anger. And high anger, our family would make us so hot, like I said, they'll have us hotter than fish grease. But we don't want God to call us during the night or the morning hour. We ain't done them nothing. They wronged us. But let us get it right with God before we go to bed. Because we're not sure we're going to wake up, y'all. And God will deal with that person that's been acting up. And if you said something that you shouldn't have said, you go back to and rectify it with them. That's what the Bible says. Go if you got odds with your brother, sister, neighbors, or who, go get it straight before you bring your gift to the altar. And that's what we have to do. A lot of people have wronged us, misused us in the body of Christ, neighbors, families. But in the end, we still got to go to God and through God. So I thank you ladies and everyone that came to the line for the broadcast today, women unified in Christ. I thank each one of you all for making the program what it is today. And do come back on the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of June. We'll have some more exciting topics on this show. I'm going to be reconstructing some things, if it's the Lord's willing, and tell others about it. because we are to be helpers one to another. You may have something you would like to talk about or like brought on the air. Get in touch with me through Blog Talk, through Facebook. I will be glad to bring you on. We can put it out there, what we're going to talk about, and invite other people to come to the line. Because women are not the only ones that get angry. Men get angry, too. So that's going for men and women. Why do we usually get angry? And what are the effects of anger? I want to thank you all for coming today to this broadcast. You know, I always say if I had the tentacles and an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next month of June, you all be blessed. Enjoy your Memorial holiday. Stay home. Stay safe. If you have to go out, be careful. Watch your front door, your back door, and side to side. I ask God to cover each one of you all that came on the broadcast today. Thank you so much, and I've enjoyed ministering. Why do we usually get anger, and what are the effects of anger and angry? So until June. And if all of you all would like to come to Blog Talk during the week for joy and peace, we are on every Wednesday from 10 to 10:30 or 10 to 10:45. It all depends on what the topic is. And we can go longer, but I try not to tax nobody out when I come on. So if we, the Lord say, you couldn't tarry and pray an hour, so I try to do things within an hour. We can go over. That's no problem because I'm paying to go as long as I want to. So I would love to see y'all back next month and next week for Blog Talk. And until next time, have a wonderful Memorial Day. Be safe. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.
Ooh, I didn't have to end it.